There's photographic evidence, videos, intercepted phone calls. It all points to a Russian-made missile used by Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. That missile brought down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 several years ago, killing all 298 people on board. The MH17 trial started this week in the Netherlands. Russia denies all accusations against it, calling the trial political. Four suspects, three Russians and one Ukrainian, all former security officers, they stand accused of murder and are still at large. Nevertheless, Selena Fredericks plans to be in the courtroom every day. Her son Bryce died in the plane crash in 2014, along with his girlfriend Daisy. Selena, you've spoken with us several times, and this never gets easy to talk about. What is on your mind today as this trial begins?
It's been a long day, two long days. The first day was very emotional. Today was exhausting because it's a long day and you have to keep focused and you hear so many things. Well, I think I have a positive feeling after those 2 days.
What gives you the positive feeling?
The names have been read out loud yesterday of all the victims.
That must have been an emotional moment.
It really was, yes. But it was also necessary. It felt very good. The start of the process gave kind of relief.
Hmm. I know you've been waiting for this trial to start for several years now.
Did it
feel good that it finally started?
Yes, it did. We heard last year that the date from the 9th of March, and we were really looking forward to this date.
So I gather relatives are given the right, in this case, to address the court, and you'll be doing that. What kind of testimony will you be giving?
I'm not sure yet, because I think about it all of the time, and then I think I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. I will tell about the children, about their future, about how we miss them with everything that happens, everything that did happen after the disaster. We miss them every single second of the day. I hope I can find a way to tell that.
Not every family wants to speak to the court publicly.
Yes.
Why do you want to?
I think I'm obliged to the children to do. Everything that I can do for the children, I will do. And that's one of the last things that I can do for them.
Are you in contact with other grieving families from this disaster? Like regular contact? Yeah,
and has
that been a source of support for each other?
Yes, very much. Like now when the trial started, we're all together. It's very helpful. We talk about it together and the missing and the grief and the pain. We can talk about it. We're in contact on a daily basis for years now. We have contact with lots of family also in the UK and Australia.
So, as you know, Russia has denied any involvement in the MH17 targeting, even though there's substantial proof that Russia was behind it. Additionally, the four suspects are still at large. What can give you closure over the loss of your son and the other victims of this tragedy?
Not for the loss. Nothing can give me closure for that. My grief will always be there. My pain will never disappear. But I need answers to the questions. Why did this happen? How could this happen? I want to know everything. And we know a few things, but I need to know everything. So maybe I can understand more what happened and why and who did it and who gave the order and who was the highest in rank. I really want to know everything. It's small pieces of a puzzle.
Do you want the suspects in jail behind bars?
Of course. That's the best thing that could happen. I don't expect that to happen, but that would be the best thing, yes.
Selena Fredericks, the mother of Bryce Fredericks. He died in the targeting of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 in 2014. Selena plans to be in the courtroom in the Netherlands every day until the end of the MH17 trial. Selena, we're thinking of you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, too.